FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tearful testimony from one-time Trump administration communications advisor Hope Hicks in the criminal trial of her former boss on Friday. Criminal defense attorney Jeremy Salant says that she provided important details during questioning about the public image crisis Mr. Trump encountered in the lead-up to his 2016 election.
She absolutely connects the dots. She explains the urgency, and she understands and shares that story. It was a crisis that needed addressing immediately. She's a very valuable piece to raise that credibility up of Michael Cohen to tell the story.
Who made the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda indicted. The Department of Justice alleges that the couple accepted $600,000 in bribes, charges that could land them in prison for decades if they're convicted. A new round of storms battering Texas, already facing catastrophic flooding from swollen rivers. And it's Kentucky Derby Day. 20 horses set to compete in this year's Run for the Roses. This is ABC News. Three Indian men were arrested in Edmonton, Canada, Friday, charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder in the killing of a Sikh separatist. The separatist was ambushed and killed by three masked men last June in British Columbia in the parking lot of a Sikh house of worship where he was the president. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blaming Indian government agents for the shooting, India denying any involvement, but Canadian officials saying they have a smoking gun with the help of information supplied by the United States. Royal Canadian Mounted Police head of the interrogated homicide investigation team, Superintendent Mandeep Mukher.
Through complex investigative techniques and tremendous support from the community, we were able to gather significant evidence that led us to the individuals that were responsible for this homicide.
The victim fled India in the 1990s amid a crackdown on Sikh leaders. Rekindled hopes on Wall Street that an interest rate cut is coming thanks to Friday's lower-than-expected jobs report. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. An AARP study finds one in five Americans 50 and older has nothing saved for retirement. Wisconsin workers are being urged to save now to avoid financial stress later. Mike Moan reports.
Just affording basic expenses right now is a concern for many, but AARP's Jim Flaherty says you don't want to be caught off guard when retirement nears. He acknowledges it can be hard for younger adults to plan that far ahead when they're juggling expenses like student loan debt, or for older individuals managing costly medications and higher grocery bills.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Researchers note that 57 million Americans don't have access to a retirement plan through their work. Wisconsin has not yet joined the list of states that have created state-operated retirement accounts where employers and their workers can contribute money each pay period. Supporters hope the issue is revisited next legislative session. Flaherty says a combination of individuals being proactive and policymakers easing household budget pressure can hopefully put more people on a path toward a healthy retirement. He says making progress can deter them from looking elsewhere to spend their golden years.
Let's have an infrastructure that makes drugs affordable, that makes healthcare affordable, that makes retirement savings something that's part of their plan, and that'll keep Wisconsinites here.
And groups like AARP have encouraged Congress to address long-term stability concerns for Social Security so that younger workers can anticipate full benefits. Some Republican lawmakers have floated cuts, but senior advocates contend that any solutions to make the program stronger should not be tied to deficit talks. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Beck.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers beat the Cubs. Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen his play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, those are baseball players. So when you have that, you got a good chance to win a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number 3 starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast for today. Showers and a high near 59. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 35. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 65. A touch warmer Monday, breezy as well with a high near 70. 66 with showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. It's 39 at our studios.
Will. Broadcasting from the Alclair Outdoor Studios.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're not just a radio show anymore.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
That's right. Welcome to the show. I'm Brett Amundson, along with the mustache over there, Dan Amundson. Dan, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, we're here to talk about the latest in the outdoors in Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, and beyond. And this week, we're going to talk about sturgeon, because we had good news with sturgeon not being put on the endangered species list. The sturgeon fishing is unreal, and more people are getting into it. So we're going to break down everything there is to know about fishing for sturgeon up on the Rainy River with the Royal Dutchman himself, Kevin Henricks. He's going to join us later in the show. Joe Henry is going to be with us as well, too, to talk about Lake of the Woods as we gear up for the fishing opener. We'll talk a little bit about Minfish. The summit's coming up. We've got some videos for you to watch. There's also some bills that were in the news lately regarding delisting wolves, protections in the boundary waters, lead ammo ban. We'll tell you what's going on with those coming up. And we have a pooping log story.
Huh?
Yep. Dan, who are the sponsors this week on the show?
Invergrove Toyota, the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever, is Invergrove Toyota. When looking for your new rig, head over to Invergrove Toyota. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital. Plan a trip for this open water season at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. OnX Hunt, landowner information, public land access, and much more. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt. Tazen Lake Lodge. Catch world record lake trout and giant pike at Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at tazenlake.com. Prairie Sportsman, the new season is wrapping up, but you can watch all of our episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. And Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Can't have a summer without going to Devil's Lake. Fish Devil's Lake. Learn more at haybaleheights.com.
And of course, Fish Hunt Forever is our main company right now, bringing you Sporting Journal Radio. Dan, I feel like we've been fishing a lot, but it seems like fishing season is almost officially here.
I feel like you and I have different definitions of fishing a lot, then, if you think we've been fishing a lot.
Well, relatively speaking, like this time of year, it's kind of that break time. Walleyes are closed. You're gearing up for the traditional walleye opener, the fishing opener in May. Yet we went out to Niagara River and did some fishing out there recently, which you can watch that video on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. If you want to know anything about the Niagara River, or if you're like, Niagara Falls, Niagara River, watch this video. It'll become a destination that you want to go fish at. And of course, we were at Lake of the Woods right before that, fishing the Rainy River. So I don't know. I mean, do you normally fish a lot this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, I've had summers or springs where, you know, we were down in Red Wing 5 days a week from the beginning of March to the middle of April to, you know, kind of till I started to turkey hunt. So I don't know. I guess this is, yeah, we've taken a couple trips, but I had a lot of bigger plans for this spring, and then things just haven't worked out.
Yeah, you were going to go fishing while I was turkey hunting the other day.
Yeah, I'd like to have a lot of fishing done, but we're having some mechanical issues, so we're just, and the weather's terrible. Weather's been awful. There's a lot of rain, kind of windy, very windy, not kind of windy. So we're just putting some of that on hold and getting some things done.
I saw Tim DeMail from Fine Line Outdoors was fishing down by Red Wing, probably like you were talking about, somewhere down there in the river, I'm sure. He said the walleyes they caught, this is, I think this, he posted this on Wednesday, so it was either Tuesday or Wednesday this week. The walleyes were in all stages of spawn. He had a big sauger that was in the picture. She was dropping eggs. The fish are finishing up the spawn. There's a lot of great fishing post-spawn starting to happen. So that's kind of what is Tim's report anyway from down on the Mississippi River. Dan, are you excited for the opener?
If I have a running boat when the opener shows up and a running truck, then yeah, I will be. But, you know, just again, one of those things, just have a lot of things to get done before then. It's coming up in 1 week, so we got a lot to do before then. But once Friday rolls around, hopefully I will be excited for it.
That was a bad deal. You had problems with your truck and your boat on the same day.
Yeah, same day, same week. And it's never good timing when that stuff happens. And it happens to be right around the fishing opener when I'd like to be hitting the road.
Well, you know what you should do is hit the road to Invergrove Heights and check out a new Toyota Tundra at Invergrove Toyota, the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever and Sporting Journal Radio. They got a new Tundra Limited Crew Max. It's very similar to the official Fish Hunt Forever truck. It's got a lift kit. It's got a tonneau cover. It's a celestial silver metallic color. 22 miles per gallon on the highway, 17 in the city. It's a V6 twin turbo. So I think it's 3.6 liter, I believe what it is. But man, this thing, like my truck, you look at the gas pedal, you're getting whiplash. Man, that thing will move. And I think towing capacity is 11,000 pounds on it. So go into Invergrove Toyota right now. Tell them Fish Hunt Forever sent you, or use the link at sportingjournalradio.com. You'll get some money off. They're also offering $1,000 customer cash right now at Invergrove Toyota, and another $250 off using the Fish Hunt Forever code FHF. Find out all the details at sportingjournalradio.com. Right now, it's time for headlines.
Headlines.
That's right. The annual MinFish Summit is coming up this week. Tuesday, May 7th, we'll be there in attendance. Brad Parsons and Sarah Stroman are going to be talking. It's at the Drury Plaza Hotel this year, and there's a chance to mingle with some legislators as well, too. Dan, I'm not completely sure what they're going to talk about this year at the summit. Have you seen any sort of agenda or anything?
I have not gotten that far.
How much?
One day at a time here in Dan's world.
How much do you think Mille Lacs and Red Lake will come up in discussion?
You know, it might or it might not. There might just not be that much to talk about right now. You know, like kind of like the same reason that town hall got canceled up in Waskish a couple weeks ago. It might be the same thing. Like, what exactly are we going to talk about? Do we have any new information to really hash out? So it, you know, maybe or maybe not. If there's nothing new, I think we're all kind of on this, like the people who are going to be at MinFish, that summit, besides legislatures, there might be a lot of private conversations about it. But as far as the summit agenda goes, unless there's new information to talk about, it might not be heavy topics at all.
Well, and they may not be prepared to talk about that. Well, they may not put that on the agenda, but if there's any Q&As, I bet the topics might come up. We'll see. Four bills passed the U.S. House, removing mining restrictions near the boundary waters, delisting gray wolves, blocking federal bans on lead ammo, and withdrawing conservation leases on BLM lands. Now, the Senate is not expected to pass any of these bills, so a lot of these are being looked at as symbolic, in a sense. The Republicans passed this, I guess, and Democrats likely won't. And I go, like, this is the problem with the Republicans a lot of times. It's like sometimes they invite, you know, like, I get it, job creation versus conservation. I see both sides of it, but generally in that sense, I land on the conservation side of things. So I didn't really like some of this, but they're also trying to delist gray wolves, which I think we need to have. So it was kind of interesting, but either way, it doesn't look like anything's going to change because of this. But some of those bills were passed by the U.S. House. Coming up here in Minnesota, Saturday, May 11th through Sunday, May 12th, is the Minnesota Moms Fishing Challenge. It's the 2024 Minnesota Moms Fishing Challenge, a free virtual fishing challenge. during Take a Mom Fishing Weekend. This year, like every other year on Mother's Day weekend, all moms across Minnesota can fish for free without a license. The DNR introduced the Minnesota Moms Fishing Challenge for the first time last year for moms who want even more fun, according to the website. Last year, more than 2,400 Minnesota moms joined the challenge. It's a collaboration between the DNR, the Student Anglers Organization, and Women Anglers of Minnesota. Participation in the Fishing Challenge is free. It's on Facebook. It's open to moms statewide. There's a Facebook group if you want to take part in. Just join the challenge Facebook group. Speaking of MinFish, we have our final episode of Prairie Sportsman coming up this Sunday night on Pioneer PBS at 7:30. It'll also be available on the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. It's all about the organization, what it's advocating for. And then Mark Colson actually took us for a tour of the St. Paul Hatchery. Now that hatchery, Dan, that hatchery was over 100 years, if I remember right.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Something like that. It's been around for a long time and is in desperate need of some renovations. And that was one of the things that MinFish advocated for, was money set aside for hatcheries and the hatchery upgrades, as well as boat access and things like that. So MinFish got pretty busy in the last year. And thankfully, the state had some money to spend. So they went out there and said, this is what we need them spent on. So learn more about MinFish on Prairie Sportsman this Sunday night. Plus, I'm not even sure what the right word for, I'm just struggling with words today, but there's outdoor therapy being offered at the Mayo Clinic. So it's all about helping people through stress and PTSD and things like that by taking them outside. There's one study that showed exposure to nature can regulate the sympathetic nervous system in as little as 5 minutes. Research also indicates that exposure to nature can be an effective coping strategy for those with chronic mental health conditions, including depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I mean, we've been saying that for years, right? I mean, it's not really a secret. It's interesting that the medical community is actually getting behind this, but what do we always tell people, Dan, when things aren't going your way? Go outside. Go fishing. Go hunting if you can get your truck
inside. I'd go inside when my boat's not working.
Get your boat to work and get your truck to work. But that's pretty interesting that it's actually now an offered therapy plan. I still can't think of the right word for it. Plan or a medical treatment? How about that? There we go. Outdoor therapy treatment being offered at Mayo. All right. This wins the internet for today. I just saw this right before we started the show. It's a pooping log. And not only is that funny in itself, but the caption is, it's not the best outhouse I've seen, but it's a solid number two. Thank you very much. Now, that's not even the funniest part about this. If you find this, it's a Woodworking for Beginners, I think, group on Facebook. If you go find the post, the first comment that comes up is from a woman asking how guys position their body parts when they sit on this log. I'm not going to go in any more detail than that. I will say, though, that there's over 300 replies to her comment, and most of them are lyrics to The Gambler from Kenny Rogers. So it's kind of hilarious, and you'll go down the internet rabbit hole of the pooping log if you find that on Facebook. All right, coming up, we got the videos for you to watch, including a webcam, big pike in Sweden, and a new Tassin TV episode. Plus, the Royal Dutchman himself, Kevin Henricks, is going to join us, Joe Henry, and we'll kind of figure out just where this year ranked for sturgeon and walleye fishing up on the Rainy River, and is the best yet to come. It's all coming up on Sporting Journal Radio.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. By OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back on Sporting Journal Radio. Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network or maybe watching this on YouTube. And don't forget, you can get the podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, wherever. We've got Joe Henry and Kevin Hendricks coming up. We'll talk about the Rainy River and sturgeon fishing and some other stuff coming up later in the show. But right now, we're going to talk about some videos to watch here on Sporting Journal Radio, including
Video of the Week.
The Big Bog State Park Rec Area Webcam. I didn't know about this, Dan. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't. Okay, I was going to try to say more, and I realized I didn't have anything to say, so I stopped talking.
Perfect. This started streaming, I guess, in February of 2023. Now, there may have been some issues, so maybe it hasn't been streaming this whole time, but basically, this sits up on top of that fire tower at the Big Bog State Rec Area. It's a 100-foot fire tower, and it overlooks Red Lake. So it's actually a chance to look at Upper Red from a webcam at all times. I had no idea this was a thing, which I think is kind of cool. That area is one of the first district ranger locations developed in the 1920s. The site was chosen because of its accessibility to a state highway, its elevated land, and its unrestricted view in all directions. This fire tower was built in 1937. And it was built to be identical to a previous tower located on the same site. So apparently there was another tower there right before that. But that's pretty cool. So if you want to look good, take a look at what Red Lake is like. Maybe see how the wind is there. Ice conditions, wind conditions, things like that. You can pull up a webcam anytime you want to. I did notice that the comments were turned off on that YouTube video. I wonder why that would be. I wonder what kind of comments they were getting. I had to turn that camera off. You've ever thought about going to Sweden to fish, Dan?
Finland. You know, like with Rapala being over there, I thought that'd be kind of a cool fishing trip. But obviously haven't ever done it.
Well, Sean Witt, he was on our show a few years back, and I had come across him on Instagram, and he was just catching these monster pike. He's from the Netherlands, and he fishes over there a lot. They catch big pike, zander, big perch. I think there's a big catfish over there, but I think he's mainly a pike guy. I think Savage sponsors him, and he's got a YouTube channel called White Label Fishing. He's gone up to Sweden a couple of times and done some filming up there, and he just put out a new video. I can't remember what it's called now.
This dot, dot, dot was rough.
That's what it was.
Exclamation point. All caps.
It was rough. If you watch it, the weather conditions that they had to put up with were pretty tough. But they managed to get some nice fish. And they had one pike that they caught that they figure was bit off by, the tail was bit off by a seal. I can't say I've ever caught a fish. So I'm like, I bet a seal bit that off. I thought it was pretty cool. They have one pike that they show that has like a blue glare to it. So not only are the markings on these pike over there really neat, but there's some interesting color tints to them as well. And it's cold. They deal with some snow. They deal with some wind. And not only is fishing tough in situations like that, but I bet filming was kind of painful. Is that my cue to stop talking or is that?
Oh, I was trying to pull up.
Pull up the video. Sorry. So it's pretty cool. White Label Fishing. They got a couple of buddies that they film there with and contribute to that channel. Sean's been doing it for a long time. He's a pretty interesting guy and catches some giant, giant fish. So check that out. And then we just launched a new Tazen TV video on the Tazen Lake Lodge YouTube channel. We spent some time there with the crew from Linder Media. You know, Dan, we've been going up to Tazen for a while. It's always a good time. We have a lot of fun, but that was a fun trip with those guys up there last year.
Yeah, good dudes. Jeff Simpson, Jeremy Smith, Mike Hainer, good dudes, good anglers. Fun to hang out with at the end of the day and fun to be in a boat with.
For sure. Now, maybe, and we spent 2 days on the road going up there, which was probably half the fun and one of the reasons why we had so much fun with them. But they filmed a Linder's Angling Edge and Canadian Experience show. They've already aired this year. Maybe you saw one on TV. The Canadian Experience episode you can see on their YouTube channel. And then we did one other Tazen TV video with those guys that came out earlier this year as well, too. But in this one, we hear from Jeremy Smith himself about why he's wanted to come to Tazen Lake Lodge for a long time. So you can watch that now on the Tazen Lake Lodge YouTube channel. Check it out. It's Big Pike. It's big lake trout. And it's such a unique place. Like, Dan, when you flew into Tazman for the first time, what did you think?
This is really cool. I mean, that's what all there is to think. It's just, you know, I had expectations, right? Because I've only seen your videos and pictures from there a gazillion times. So I kind of knew what to expect. But even so, it was just still like, holy cow, this is just really cool landscape. Unique.
It's beautiful. Big hills, sand beaches. It's a lot of rock and then a lot of sand. And it's just such a deep lake. Like there's a 900-foot hole out there. A lot of stretches of 300 to 400 feet. And then just home to some big, big fish. And Dan, I think one thing that really sets that lake apart, obviously there's no commercial netting on it. There's very little fishing pressure, really. Obviously, we catch and release, so all the big fish go back. But I think when you talk about fishing pressure and how that can affect a fishery, I think that's such a major thing when it comes to like a body of water, Tazman. It's so hard to get in and out of that it keeps a lot of anglers, you know, away. And the commercial netting, obviously, that happens in lakes all over Canada. And Saskatchewan's got commercial netting in almost all their lakes except Tazman. And it hasn't been that way for, I think, then 1936 or the 1950s, they set that area aside and made it a special management zone. And it's actually an impoundment. So there's technically a dam and this tunnel. The history of this area is so neat. But I think that, you know, that fishing pressure makes such a big deal up there, Dan, about why it's so good when we go.
Well, and yeah, you even take other lakes that have healthy fish, you know, fish populations and big fish. But if that lake is seeing, you know, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 people coming through there, or trips coming through there, whatever, you know, Tazman just doesn't see that pressure. So the fish that are there don't get smart to lures. They don't get as smart to fish. I mean, yeah, there's still fish. They're still wild animals. So you run a boat over them, they're going to spook. But they still might not bite your lure. But either way, you're not dealing with such like super finicky fish that you might see even on a lake that has a ton of fish, but still sees fishing pressure. Even if, you know, if you have a lake that is only catch and release and sees a bunch of people, those fish are going to get smart to hooks. I don't think they really like getting hooked and brought up to a boat, even if they get put back. I don't think they like that, so they don't want to do it again. So yeah, you know, you just don't have the amount of people running through there.
You don't think it's like going to Valley Fair? It's like a ride for them?
I like breathing, and I can breathe on every roller coaster I've ever been on. I don't know. Do you like just sitting underwater for a period of time you can't control?
Not really, yeah. I guess.
Which I don't know. I don't think a fish enjoys just being in a boat.
Oh, no. I wasn't thinking about being out of the water in the boat. I was thinking about just the whole fight and the whole battle going up. And, you know, some adrenaline junkie lake trout up there at Tazman Lake, maybe. I don't know. You know, and that trip with the Linder crew, they filmed the first couple of days. They filmed Linder's Angling Edge, and you and I filmed for Tazman TV and fished together. And then the last couple of days, I jumped in a boat with Jeff Simpson and Mike Hainer, and then you fished with Jeremy Smith for a couple of days.
Yep.
And got to just kind of have him just kind of tool around and break down the water a little bit. What did you learn from sitting in the boat with Jeremy for a couple of days up there?
Jeff and Jeremy like to make their own crankbaits, so they had some custom-built cranks that they were trying to run, and we were running them similar ways that we ran our baits. But it was cool to just kind of see what they've seen for in other spots. You know, they had some just massive, massive crankbaits that they've made, and they caught fish on. It was kind of cool to see some of that. White was still king out of everything. You think of a lake trout, and white was still, I think white might be the best color in fishing overall for any species. But
when I just mean like spending time, I know when we were at Northwest Sports Show, maybe this year, I can't remember which sports show it was, a bunch of us ended up meeting up after the day got over. We got done working our booths, and we met up with Jeremy, and he just started, I bet for like close to an hour, we just kind of sat and talked about fishing in Minnesota and regulations and what needs to happen, what doesn't need to happen, and we just picked his brain. Like, that guy has got some serious fishing knowledge. Especially when you talk about Minnesota fishing.
Yeah, and get him started on muskie fishing. And
yeah.
That's his jam there. So you can get him on a rant about muskies. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, good dude, very smart. All right, so watch for that Tazen TV episode right now on the fish hunt. This will be on the Tazen Lake Lodge YouTube channel. I forget, we run so many YouTube channels, and I forget which one sometimes we put videos on. But go check out the Tazen Lake Lodge YouTube channel, the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel, the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel, which our final episode of the season is coming up, and then, of course, the Sporting Journal Radio YouTube channel, which you might be watching right now. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Joe Henry. Stay there.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand. The number one hunting GPS app just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Attention anglers. Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Embrace the summer season at the grand opening of Robin's Custom Arrangements in downtown Phillips. Let Robin's artistic touch and boundless creativity illuminate all of life's special moments, whether it's a wedding bouquet or a sympathy arrangement. We offer delivery services and custom consultations. From May 6th to 9th, stop in to receive a special gift. Join us for our grand opening celebration on Saturday, May 11th, starting at 10 a.m. with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and exciting prize giveaways throughout the day. We'll also have the Phillips Powerlifting Team fundraiser, with a selection of garden plants and perennials, lunch by Nick's Barbecue, fresh baked goods, and Mary's Cancer Care Bag Mission. Don't miss this opportunity to see our new store and surprise your mother with a special gift for Mother's Day. That's the grand opening of Robin's Custom Arrangements in downtown Phillips, Saturday, May 11th.
Calling all anglers, reel in a delicious meal at John Smeemile Corner Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin. Open 7 days a week, catches of the day include smash tacos on Tuesdays, naked wings on Wednesdays, and $7.95 smash burgers with fries on Thursdays. Fridays sizzle with hand-breaded cod or haddock, jumbo shrimp, ribs and ribeyes Saturday night. Free pool on Sundays and complimentary peanuts in the shell on Mondays at John Smeemile Corner Bar and Grill, where John never skimps on the cheese. Located south of Phillips, corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REMP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REMP to 321-321.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast for today. Showers and a high near 59. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 35. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 65. A touch warmer Monday, breezy as well, with a high near 70. 66 with showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Right now, 38 degrees.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're going to head up to Lake of the Woods to check in with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, how's it going?
Hey, Brad, I'm doing good, man.
Hey, looks like you're working today.
Yeah, well,
you know, sometimes I won't show you what I work at, you know, when you work from home, sometimes it might be in a baseball cap and a sweatshirt, but no, you know, I got my fishing shirt on today. It's, I do some AIS training in central Minnesota. You know, some of the high school fishing teams, we go in and we teach them about aquatic invasive species and how to clean, drain, and dry a boat, why we do it. And, you know, if I talk about AIS, nobody'd come. So we kind of disguise it. We call it Fish Like a Pro. Oh, we talk about fishing and fishing tips, and then we slide the AIS in kind of sneakily. But they know it's part of AIS. But we also talk about different things, too, about, you know, protocol when you go to a boat ramp. And if you're fishing docks, you know, how to have some couth. If you're buzzing across the lake, you know, don't go buzzing through the boats that are fishing. Stay way, way, way from them. And these are impressionable high school anglers, and we want to get them going on the right foot, right?
I saw a video on Instagram, I think the other day, in Reels of a guy fishing a dock. And as soon as he got close to the dock, a sprinkler turned on.
No.
It started spraying them from the dock. So I don't know if it's a motion activated sprinkler or somebody sitting on his porch up in the house watching the.
Well, normally when you watch those videos, it's somebody coming down from a cabin or a house yelling at them, but they can't fish that water, and then just that old debacle. But yeah, this is more just about having, you know, just having good manners, and you know, some of the manners have to be taught, right? Like when you're getting ready to drop your boat in, you know, make sure that that's where you get everything ready to roll. So when you get up in line, you can drop it in, and you need to give somebody else a helping hand, and you know, all those things that makes our life go better. Everybody's always watching. So if you represent a school or a fishing club or just yourself, I mean, reputation's everything.
I think it's kind of amazing that you don't hear about AIS as much in a place like Lake of the Woods that sees so many boats coming in and out of it.
Well, so I would say this, the same group that does our Keep It Clean up at Lake of the Woods does AIS, so we're active. And we have a lot of inspectors and advertising and promotions to be thinking about that. Now, up at Lake of the Woods, we do have aquatic invasive species. We have the spiny water flea, you know, in our lake. And then we've also found zebra mussel veligers. Now, veligers are the larvae. But we've never found so far the adult shell or the adult form, and we're hoping we don't. One of the theories is that we may not get those at all because we don't have the calcium levels in our water to grow those shells as readily. And we hope that's the case.
Yeah, that would be nice because it's kind of amazing when you hear about what bodies of water have adult zebra mussels in them now. It's kind of amazing that Lake of the Woods doesn't, so that's great news. Well, another thing you don't hear about as much as, say, walleye or sturgeon is the pike fishing up there. There's a recent pike tournament that just took place, Joe?
Yeah, Zibble Bay has an annual pike tournament every year, and it's a two-day tournament over the weekend, you know, just after ice is out. And, you know, the pike season on Lake of the Woods, it's a year-round season, never closes. You can keep 3 pike per day. 30 to 40 inch pike have to go back a protected slot. You can keep one over 40 inches if you want one for the wall. So they do a pike tournament, and you know, Zibble Bay is one of the bays that those pike go back and spawn. And you know what, Zibble Bay is one of the areas, you know, Four Mile Bay, Bostic Bay, you know, and any kind of backwater. And a lot of times what those big pike will do, Brett, is they'll go back in Zipple Bay, but then a lot of times some of them will actually continue on into back ditches and stuff, along roads. And they'll get way, way back in there and do their spawning. And they had a good turnout. They had a good tournament this year. I know they got a lot of big pike again. And it's just kind of one of those things. You know, it's fun. You know, you go back in those bays and, you know, it's small water. You can have a 14-foot boat if you want to back in those bays. It's just like a small inland lake. And a lot of pike. Some people fish them with dead bait. Some people troll crankbait. Some people cast, you know, spinners and slow roll those. And I know some people are using forward-facing sonar now looking for those pike. And so it's kind of a neat little tournament that, you know, it's one of the first tournaments of the year. I mean, other than on the river, you know.
I bet that'd be a blast up there. I know you get some pretty big pike, and you know, I wonder how. I mean, there's some size to some of those bays, but it looks like a lot of boats getting packed in there.
Yeah, but Zipple Bay is pretty long bay. I mean, when if you've ever driven like the ice road out to the Igloo Bar, you're in that bay for quite a long time. You got the state park. There's a lot of shoreline, a lot of water, and there's some fingers that go off of it too. So you'd be surprised actually how big. It's not big water, but it's a big bay. It's long and kind of narrow. It's fun. I mean, I've taken the media in there before, even in the summertime, and pulled cranks. And you know, you catch your pike, and every once in a while, you get surprised and catch a 25-inch walleye in there. You know, deepest spot is around 8 feet of water on a normal year. And it's interesting. But, you know, same thing with Four Mile Bay that comes out of the Rainy River and even Bostic Bay. You know, people don't realize it, but in the summertime, there's some nice walleyes that hang out in those bays towards the lake. There's current, the water's stained, there's bait. I mean, it's kind of it can be a really good fishing spot and certainly a nice option when it's really blowing out.
Well, we definitely caught a few pike and a couple of nice ones in the river, and we were up there for the SJR 500, and you know, they were kind of nice bonus fish for us. We were there targeting walleye, and I know that's been closed now, but it's almost ready to open back up there, Joe.
May 11th is a fishing opener. And, you know, our walleye season, because it's extended, only closes for like a month, and you know, April 14th is the last day you can fish walleyes on Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River. And then, of course, this year, the opener is fishing opener for Minnesota is May 11th. And Brett, all expectations are it's going to be an incredible opener. I mean, we left those fish in March when we quit ice fishing, and those fish are loaded across that South Shore, just loaded. Right now, as we speak, I'm having resorts and guides that are fishing sturgeon telling me about how they're catching 29 and 30-inch walleyes on sturgeon gear. Those walleyes are taking in the big glob and neck crawlers that they're using for sturgeon. So I thought that's kind of fun. And so we know there's fish in the river right now, and we figured there would be by opener, you know. So it's going to be good fishing. Of course, we've got the angle, and I never want to forget about the angle. I mean, that place is always loaded with walleyes. You know, that's where the 14,552 islands of our lake begin. There's so much structure and just there's just fish loaded up there. A lot of fishing happens in the angle. We're set, man. It should be a really good opener. And I'll tell you, jigging is going to be the way most people are going to be fishing. They're going to be using a jig and a minnow. They're going to go out. They're going to anchor up or spot lock in their favorite location. And they're going to drop over the side of a boat a jig and a frozen emerald shiner. And it's going to be game on.
You know, the angle, I think, would be a fun place to spend the fishing opener. I think that'd be a blast. To go up to, I mean, Lake of the Woods, I know a lot of people have their traditional spots for the opener. I'm still trying to figure out where I'm going to go. Dan's going to be with his family, his dad, and they got their places that they go. I know a lot of people kind of have their traditional spots, but man, it'd be nice to, especially if the fishing is as good as it was when we left there just a couple of weeks ago. It'd be hard not to go right back up there when it opens up again.
You know those fish are there. And that's the thing. And they're loaded. You know, those fish, some of those, you talked about the fish in the river that we caught just a few weeks ago. And, you know, some of those fish will stay in the river. Some of those fish will make their way out to the lake and filter back in. And it's just kind of a neat little process. The bottom line is a lot of fish around. And you talk about the angle. I mean, it was just wasn't that long ago I shot a TV show with Larry Smith. And it was, earlier in the year, I think it was in June. And, you know, we were fishing an area up there called Flag Island Flats. And gosh, you know, we had probably six boats around us. Everybody was catching walleyes. And then we were going for pike to mix it up because we had plenty of walleyes. So we put on crankbaits and we trolled that area with cranks. And sure enough, I whacked a good one. And I kicked myself for not measuring it, but I know it was over 45. It was a big fish. And, you know, we got that in. And at the time, we'd forgotten our net in the fish cleaning shack from the night before. So we had no net. So we had to grab that fish. So Larry went down and grabbed that fish, and we lifted that big behemoth in. And it was a good fish. And I'll tell you, when you're trolling, pulling cranks, and you stick a good northern, it's like, hey, you stick that fish, and it's just like a log. You just hang on to it, like, come with me, don't be a rock, come with me. And it comes with, and then you, for the first couple of head shakes, you're like, okay, this is a real deal, you know.
Well, then sometimes even when you catch small fish, when you're still trolling, you know, if the boat doesn't stop moving, that fish is twice as big as it is just because you're pulling against the trolling motor too. So I can imagine pulling cranks and catching a fish like that. That was probably a fun fight.
Well, we put on a little bit bigger cranks targeting some pike, right? Couldn't keep the walleyes off. Nice walleyes keep whacking the bigger cranks. You know, it's just goes to show. I mean, I know. When you're going for a pike, though, you know, it's like, but then we got what we were looking for. And it just goes to show, too, though, you know, up on Lake of the Woods, you know, we talk about jigging for walleyes, and that's how most people are going to do it. You know what? If a person wanted to pull spinners, probably going to catch some fish. If a person wanted to cover water and pull cranks, probably going to catch some fish. I mean, there's fish to be had in a number of different ways. And I think the other thing is, too, some people will be picking off big schools of walleyes and saugers. Heck, there'll be other people that'll be trolling out in front of Pine Island. Some people will be trolling the banks of the Rainy River. I mean, there's so many different spots these walleyes and saugers live. It's one of the things that makes it kind of interesting.
And we just got about a minute left here, Joe, but I don't know how much rain you guys have gotten up there right now. I know here where I'm at, we've gotten a pile of rain here in the last week. So everything is wet. There's some current. Water levels are up a little bit. If there's a little more current up at the Rainy, of course, you're going to have to use some heavier jigs, things like that. And I think people downsize a lot when they fish, but I've been going the other way, you know, particularly because I've been targeting bigger fish. I think sometimes going bigger can be more successful.
I think it can be. I'll say this. The rule of thumb with jigging is use as light a jig as you possibly can for the conditions. And conditions would be how deep you're fishing, how windy it is, right? And if there's current. Well, on Lake of the Woods, because we have that stained water, you can get away with using a heavier jig. And especially vertical jigging, you know, we're not necessarily casting and working in. We're just right over the side of the boat. Using a heavier jig, you have more control. You can thump that baby on the bottom, which is an attractor in that lateral line of a walleye. And, you know, I think for people that don't fish very much, it's a lot easier jigging with a heavier jig. You know where you're at.
Oh, yeah. You can feel the bottom. Yeah, for sure. All right, Joe. Well, if people want to get up there maybe for the opener or plan a summer trip to Lake of the Woods, the Angle, the Rainy River, wherever, what should they do?
Hey, check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing, Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
The Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua. Here we are on the cusp of the 2024 opener. First opener in three seasons, we haven't been concerned with ice out. For the most part, walleye spawning is done. Water temperatures are averaging 43 to 46 degrees. Cool nights in the 30s has kept the warmer days from heating up too quickly. We've received some rain, but not as much as we need, but enough to bring our lakes and flowages levels up some. Walleye anglers for the opener should, for the most part, be targeting post-spawn walleyes. This is a time where your temperature gauge on your electronics becomes very important. Differences in 1 to 2 degree surface temperature from one side of a lake to another can make all the difference in fish activity. Wind will push the warmest water at the surface across lakes, lowering the temperature on the lee side while raising the temperature on the windward side and having a distinct effect on fish activity at this time of year. Look for any newly emerging green weeds in 2 to 8 feet of water. This is where insects and minnows will be that draws those hungry post-spawn walleyes in to feed. A lightweight 1/32nd to 1/16th ounce jig tipped with a lively fathead minnow, dace, chub, or even leech as the water warms in the low 50s will work great. Slip robber rigs will also work with these same live baits, as well as shallow running stick baits in the 3 to 4 inch length, such as Floating Rapalas, Storm Junior Thundersticks, and Smithwick Rattling Rogues. Just work these shallow running baits just over the tops of the new weed growth.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Did someone say buffet? Yes, indeed. Big G here, and kicking off the fishing opener weekend at Sunset Lake House on Solberg Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. They've got a breakfast spread that'll make your taste buds sing. Dive into fluffy scrambled eggs, crispy bacon, savory sausage links, golden hash browns, and one of my personal favorites, biscuits and gravy. Pair these delicious dishes with your choice of juice, a Bloody Mary, or an eye-opening mimosa. And don't forget about the seared prime on the side. Join them for a fantastic breakfast buffet this Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 a.m. at Sunset Lake House, located on East Solberg Lake Road in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Eligible members of Ag Country Farm Credit Services are receiving a special second patronage payment of 0.5% in May to celebrate a successful 2023. That's in addition to the 1% patronage payment they received in March. Altogether, Ag Country members are receiving a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast for today. Showers and a high near 59. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 35. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 65. A touch warmer Monday, breezy as well with a high near 70. 66 with showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Are you ready for golf season? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sanchez Bar and Grill. Our award-winning course will be reopening on May 1st. Please be sure to call for available tee times. We have openings on our Tuesday and Thursday men's leagues and also for our new mixed / couples league on Sundays. If you are interested in any of the leagues, please stop in to get more info. We are opening with an all-new menu featuring fresh burgers, salads, sandwiches and wraps, our homemade pizza, and a great list of appetizers to start you off. Friday fish fry, prime rib and steaks are all a part of our new menu. Stop in and see us soon. Golf Course Road is a short drive off of Highway 13 on County Road F.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, this is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network. By demand, sportingjournalradio.com, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, or by watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much. Now we're going to go up to Lake of the Woods, actually the Rainy River, and check in with the Royal Dutchman. I don't know why I have to, like, I wrote something down here about this because I knew I was going to start getting into pirate talk. So I apologize for any sort of Pirates of the Caribbean references I might make, because whenever I think of the Royal Dutchman, I think of Pirates and Pirates of the Caribbean. Kevin Hendricks is with us right now, the Royal Dutchman on the Rainy River. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Obviously,
another day in paradise.
Yeah. You love it up there, don't you?
Hey, I can't get enough of it. this dream started a long time ago for me.
Yeah, Go ahead. How long have you owned that resort up there?
We're going on 5 years now that we've owned the Royal Dutchman, and it's been a fun journey, and it's definitely been a calling for life for me. I don't really see myself doing anything else ever again.
Yeah, what made you, I mean, were you were you fishing the Rainy? Did you live up there? Were you into sturgeon before you started running the resort?
So, like I said, this dream started a long time ago. I was 10 the first time that I came up to Lake of the Woods. And after that trip, we went ice fishing. It was over New Year's and New Year's Day. The trip itself, we didn't catch all that many fish and whatnot, just the whole experience of the lifestyle up here that I saw, I guess. It just blew me away. Like I tell all my guests, in the wintertime when I cross Pine Island, I'm 10 years old again. Vividly, I could see what I saw that day.
That's
I told my dad I left a piece of myself up here that I probably was never going to be able to get back up. Out there, just have to move up here. And it took a lot of years, but we made it happen.
So that's something you've wanted to do for a long time then.
Yeah, oh yes, definitely. It was, people got destiny. I guess this was mine.
Well, I can think of worse places to end up. So was it, I mean, going back to when you were 10 to where you are now, I mean, it's been fun to watch that sturgeon, not only the sturgeon fishery itself, just keep growing and growing and getting healthier and healthier, but the popularity of fishing for them has grown quite a bit since then, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, oh, definitely. For me, actually, I'll always tell people it was the walleyes that drug me up here, but it's the sturgeon that carried me away adamantly when I had it in my backyard and the opportunity just to that's unreal. I mean, the fishery itself is exponentially amazing. I think it's the greatest lake sturgeon fishery in the lower 48. And I talked with Joe Henry at one time before. The Winnebago likes to tote itself as the sturgeon capital of the world, but I truly feel that Lake of the Woods definitely will be, if it isn't already, will be the sturgeon capital of the world.
That Bago fishery is an interesting one, but it's almost hard to compare the two because you can't fish for them there. You know, you can spear right. for them there, and there's definitely some big fish, and it's been managed for 100 years for sturgeon and for spearing sturgeon over there. But what's happened on the Rainy, I think, is it's not only a conservation success story, but man, the opportunity to catch a giant fish, you know, the biggest fish in Minnesota, and the fact that you could catch a new state record, and the fact that you can catch as many of them. The amount of fish that got caught during our tournament, you know, right before the end of the walleye season here in April, the SGR 500, like Jamie and Jesse, they had 50 fish. What was it? 50 fish, 50 sturgeon in 2 days in their boat, you know, and they had some small ones, but the amount of fish over 50 inches, you know, even over 60 inches. And now what, you guys know this better than I would, but in the last week, there's been a couple over 70 that have been caught up there. I mean, the amount of big fish is staggering.
Yeah, I actually had a guest catch a 70 and a quarter right out for the resort yesterday. I seen a 76 and I want to say like a 77 that were caught. I know of a couple of 73s with like 38 inch girth and a 40 inch girth that were caught. I mean, we're talking, that's dang near 55-gallon barrel. Big, you know, for size of these fish that are coming. Even that 70 and a quarter out of 32-inch girth, and you're looking at over 100-pound fish there. It's really, truly amazing when you get one in the net and you get one in the boat and you get it in somebody's arms and you see the smile of satisfaction and the look of disbelief all at one time, you know. And as far as fight goes, nothing pulls like a sturgeon does. I always tell guests that it's something that has to be felt. It cannot be explained, you know, until you actually get one on the rod. You don't know what to expect.
There's so much fun. And even with the heaviest rod out there, they come up when they want to come up. You know, they'll sit down there in the bottom of the river and roll and pull. And there's some, I mean, I'd still want to go up for a 30-inch wall.